This is from Spiritual Java by Bill Johnson. I was standing in the airport in chilly Vancouver, Canada, with Mike, an associate from Bethel Church in Redding, California. We were waiting in line at Starbucks, one of my favorite places. As I stood there in anticipation of a hot cup of coffee, enjoying the familiar aromas, sights, and sounds of the coffee shop, I noticed that Mike was taking a long time with the cashier. It didn't occur to me that anything important was happening. I was simply there getting coffee as we waited for our next flight. Then, I saw him take the cashier's hand, and they closed their eyes and bowed their heads in prayer. When they had finished, Mike joined me and explained what had just happened. As he was ordering, he had seen a spirit of suicide on the cashier, so he began to minister to her to break that power. She told him, "God sent you in here today." I was caught off guard. All I had been thinking about was coffee. I had momentarily forgotten the more important things in life. It's easy to do that. Our minds stray into natural thinking only. Our faith erodes so subtly that we don't notice it happening. And little by little, we can begin to think practically, leaning on natural wisdom instead of kingdom reality. Habakkuk 2:2 says, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it." People need motivation to run. That's the main reason I travel and speak and write as much as I can. I want to give other people the fuel they need to get up and go. I want them to have whatever revelation I have, just as I feed on revelation given to me by others. To participate in the active, awesome work of the kingdom, we can't casually row, row, row our boat gently down the stream. We've got to run. I do as Habakkuk advised. I write down God's ideas about my life whenever they are revealed to me. I mark up and underline my Bible every which way. I write down prophecies I've received on note cards and in my computer, and I carry those with me wherever I go. I put post-it notes on the dashboard of my car. I post them all over the church sometimes so that when I walk around and pray, I see notes everywhere, reminding me of what God is saying. I keep a journal for my children and my grandchildren that they might see what God did in my lifetime. We even have a staff member at our church whose entire job description is to record the miracles that happen in and through our church and with our ministry teams. I want people to know the great and mighty works of the Lord long after we're gone so they can run with the vision even further. Of course, a written record is only useful when you review it. Re means to go back, and view means to see. Go back over God's promises until you can see. This is not simply positive thinking or using your imagination to trick yourself into believing some alternate reality. It's meditating on what God has said until you can see it and run with it. It's telling each other the true God stories that tend to fade if we don't review them. The testimony of what the Lord has done helps us to remember who God is, what His covenant is like, and who He intends to be in our lives. Every testimony of His work in someone's life is a prophecy for those with ears to hear. Several of my associates at Bethel Church and I have compiled this book because we wanted to distill for you the spiritual wealth we have shared over the past years in many settings. It is as if we have brewed a pot of rich coffee for you. Each time you enjoy a few more sips, you will be warmed and energized to step out into your world with renewed spiritual effectiveness. As you read and consider each of these short chapters, may every one of them be like spiritual Java for your soul.